game, the handshakes, the smiles with Raul Castro. On Monday, their foreign minister calls the visit an attack on the foundation of their history, their culture, and their symbols. He says President Obama came to dazzle the non-state sector, as if he wasn't the representative of big corporations, but the defender of hot dog vendors of small businesses in the United States, which he isn't. This comes just days after Cuba's president says the United States is the enemy and warned Cubans to be vigilant about the United States' efforts to undermine the communist revolution, something that Raul Castro says will remain long after he's gone. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, friend. Well, with Mother's Day right around the corner, I have an excellent Mother's Day gift idea for you. What is it? Fabulous hair. That's what it is. You know that I love the Ovation Cell Therapy Systems products. I love them. My hair has never, ever looked better. And they have a wonderful Mother's Day gift set. It comes with a new 3-bottle Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. That means that you get the famous cell therapy treatment, the new color therapy shampoo, and the Ovation Color Therapy Conditioner. And you get to select the styling product that you want most, the leave-in detangler, the thermal protection spray, or the volume enhancer. I got the volume enhancer. I love it. It really makes my hair look fluffy and fantastic. So this year's Mother's Day gift set is specially priced. You'll save over 50% off retail. And hurry, because supply is limited. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. Select Angie Austin, Daybreak USA, and you'll get a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
Atlantic City is suing New Jersey for more than $33 million. Sarah Lee Kessler has the story.
Atlantic City is nearly bankrupt, so it doesn't have anything to lose. Its lawsuit claims the state promised $33 million in financial aid but never paid up, making it impossible for the city to pay its debt to the school system. The funds were supposed to come from an Atlantic City rescue package that's been vetoed twice by Governor Christie. The city's 8 remaining casinos would have kicked in the cash instead of making payments on property taxes. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
3 government employees are facing criminal charges in the Flint water contamination crisis. Charges were filed in district court this morning against 2 Michigan state officials and a local water administrator. Drinking water in Flint became contaminated with lead after the city started using the corrosive Flint River as a water source in 2014. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Houston schools are reopening today after heavy rains and flooding forced cancellations and killed at least 7 people. Authorities say those killed by the storm were found in vehicles caught in flooded roadways. City officials say floodwaters that block roads to downtown Houston have now mostly receded and people should be able to make it back to work. The National Weather Service, however, says a flash flood watch remains in effect in southeast Texas and southwest Louisiana through tonight, and a flood warning remains in effect in the Houston area. People who are lonely and isolate themselves face a higher risk of heart disease and stroke. USA's Anthony Lucero reports.
Research finds that social isolation increases the risk by about 30%, the same level that anxiety and job stress would place on the heart. Loneliness has previously been linked to a weakened immune system, high blood pressure, as well as premature death. Experts suggest that interacting with people through social media could help. Results of this study out of Great Britain are being published in this month's journal. This is you. I'm Anthony Lucero.
The list of prominent Republican no-shows at July's convention is getting longer. Arizona Senator John McCain says he'll be too busy campaigning for re-election to attend. He joins Illinois Senator Mark Kirk and New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte on the no-show list. There are growing concerns in the Republican ranks about a chaotic convention fight between top candidates Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Okay, welcome to Talented People. It's already 4:08. I can't believe it, on April 20th. I hope you were listening in and enjoyed my conversation before with Timothy Dugan. He is just such a learned expert at Stark, an attorney firm, and he's on the chair for the whole like pipeline thing. And I just thought it was interesting. I haven't really had enough time to spend as much diligence as I should, as we all should, to learn really about what it is and what's going on if you haven't. So, I think that, you know, if you missed it, you might want to listen to the archives and so on. But I wanted to share with you a little bit about the weather forecast. It's just going to be real quick here. I'm going to let you know. Tonight, clear with a low around 35. Thursday, patchy frost before 8 a.m. Sunny with a high about 71 tomorrow. And then chance of showers mainly after 3 a.m. Increasing clouds with a low about 56 on Thursday night. Friday's showers likely all day, mainly after 9 a.m. cloudy with a high of 71. And then showers likely before 9 p.m. with a mostly cloudy and a low about 51 on Friday night. Saturday, chance of showers again before 9 a.m. Mostly sunny with a high of 68. Mostly clear with a low about 39 on Saturday night. Mostly sunny with a high of 66 on Sunday. Partly cloudy with a low 44 on Sunday night. Monday, partly sunny. So anyway, real quick, because I have a guest calling in. Her name's Gina Lobiondi, and she is going to talk about her Mariah Media and her Santa Choice Award-winning titles, two books that have won. And I just wanted to tell you, yesterday was the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce 7th Annual Women's Summit, and it was at the beautiful Ryland End over in Hunterdon County, and White House Station, actually. And for the last 6 weeks or so, we have been featuring these keynote speakers. There were two of them. There was a morning keynote. Her name's Ann Thornton. She's the president of MSI Heating and Cooling. She's got some commercials on Comcast, which I think are really great. And it was just interesting. I've never met her other than when she came into the radio station here a couple weeks ago. And then I was like floored by her journey and her story. And then she just kicked it out of the ballpark yesterday in the morning speaking that she did first thing at the Women's Summit. It was, you know, just so interesting. And I just want you to, you know, if you get a chance to see her somewhere, you should really go and listen to her story. And then Michelle Heidi is on the committee along with Laura Cummins from the Hunterdon Chamber. Michelle Heidi is with Patton Heidi and Associates. They're a wealth management firm here in Hunterdon County. Michelle kind of moderated the day, and there's photographs of her, and she was just delightful. She's just so natural and friendly, and everybody just enjoyed her so much yesterday. And then I'm just looking real quick at the pictures again to let you know a little bit. Michelle Sikorka, the president and CEO of the NJBIA, New Jersey Business Industry Association, was the keynote during the lunch hour. And she was telling her story about how she went from going to law school. She married her high school sweetheart, so cute, had twins, and I think she may have another child. I don't know why. I don't know that. But anyway, she actually went to work at a she was an attorney, and then she ended up going through the ranks. She was at the Mercer County Chamber of Commerce, got to know all kinds of companies, and then ended up being the leader here for New Jersey. And she's just working so hard, and we always appreciate everything she's doing over there. So that was really cool. And then Maria Joyce, which we had on, she's like an image consultant, etiquette lady. She was on a couple weeks ago, and she just made everybody laugh out loud on her presentation. She's beautiful and inside and out, so that was fun. And then Colleen Kelly was also on the radio recently. She was the one who does the she called it business writing, but nowadays it's called email writing, and she's a coach, trainer, and corporations, and so use her to you know, really make sure that you cross your T's exactly and communicate right with the clients that you're working with. So I'm going to let you guys go to a quick break. We're going to get our phone call in from, again, Gina Lobiondi. And I'm just going to recognize a couple of other people that were actually at the forum yesterday. But I do want to let you know the photographs are on Hunterdon County Woman. You should be looking for that. Colleen Kelly, my business partner, is the publisher of that. Sign up. Follow us along. Look on Facebook, Hunterdon County Woman. You're going to start to see features of all of these most amazing women, not just located in Hunterdon County, but have roots to Hunterdon County, like one, Sharon Mon. She's with Mon Consulting. She's actually a headhunter. It's kind of funny for like CEOs of banks and the highest level attorneys. And she is just remarkable. If you watch her on Facebook, she's like a globetrotter. And she's just an amazing, amazing woman who has all of the best interests of Hunterdon County and New Jersey in mind. Just a good time. So we'll be right back. If you, again, want to check out the pictures, again, that Colleen Kelly published on Hunterdon County Woman, you can look on Facebook and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. Just giving you guys an update about 4:16 on April 20th. At any minute now, I'm expecting a phone call from a Santa Choice Award winning author. Her name is Gina Lobiondi. She's so interesting, and she's got two books that won awards, both from Mariah Media and Santa Choice Awards. I also want to call out to Andy Z. If you look up Andy Z, he's like in the top five internationally, in my opinion. I've been in award programs. I've reviewed children's media products for over 25 years, everything from books, you know, whatever. He's actually being featured in a write-up on his audios, as well as Santa Choice Awards winners. And then I don't want you guys to forget about Nadine Savino, the G cap, the Giovanni cap. It's like so much fun. We had some meetings last week. She's the one who was on Joy Mangano's Good Morning America segment. She got a check for $12,000 just because she pitched the product to Joy. Of course, the woman, the movie Joy was made after her, the holiday season, about her spill-proof universal one-size-fits-all cap that goes on to almost anything you buy in the store that you might want to protect, you know, your children from, that can take a straw right through it. Anything you buy, it's just like the greatest product ever. So look it up. It's called the G cap, like as in Giovanni. She's just so much fun. So one thing I wanted to say while we're waiting for Gina to call is also yesterday at the 7th annual Women's Leadership Summit over at the Ryland Inn in White House Station, New Jersey, brought by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It was actually sponsored by like Unity Bank, who's always supportive of everything that goes on with the Chamber. Ameriprise Financial, again, Pat and Heidi and Associates, who are, again, everywhere, making sure that Hunterdon County is taken care of in all ways, nonprofits all the way through business and exposure. Hunterdon Radiology Associates and Financial Resources, Raritan Valley Community College, Tranquilly, I'm just naming a couple. But on the Facebook page, Hunterdon County Woman, which again is brought to you by publisher Colleen Kelly, who's one of my business partners. She is my business partner at Mariah Media. It's really kind of cool because we can, you know, showcase the talented women of Hunterdon County on Talented People and Talented People Television. And now we can actually include them on the Hunterdon County Women profile pages. So I'm going to have you hold on 1 second. Gina's calling, and then I want to tell you about two other people that were speaking yesterday that were just awesome.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's 4:19 already on April 20th. I just wanted to finish up what I was talking about real quick, which was about the Women's Leadership Summit yesterday at the Ryland Inn and White House Station, Hunterdon County, New Jersey, brought by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. If you go on to Hunterdon County Woman, again, you can see all the pictures and photographs of just some amazing women from Hunterdon County that were there yesterday, either presenting or keynoting, although Michelle Sikirka is the president and CEO of NJBIA. She was a lunch keynote. The breakout sessions, there were two people that I wanted to remind you about that were on the radio recently. One is Georgine Trinkle. She's a deputy director of Norwest CAP here in New Jersey, Hunterdon County. They just are invaluable, their services. And you can look up the archives if you want to listen to an interview. But she was doing a breakout session called Philanthropy on a Budget. And there's photographs of her, and that was really an awesome presentation. And then also two other ladies from the county that we really love to talk about. Judith, she goes by Judy M. Gold of Caldwell Banker Residential, and Ruth Ann Brown, who was on the show as a guest recently as well, and is the host of another Hunterdon Chamber radio program, Celebration of a Lifetime. They were doing their session on how to create a business network. And again, you can see photographs of everybody and just the amazing food. And again, Ryland Inn, you can't go wrong if you just go on Facebook page, Hunterdon County Woman by Colleen Kelly and Mariah Media. So our guest on the phone right now is Gina Lobiondi. Are you there?
Yes, dear. I'm here.
How are you?
All right, Jeannie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're so glad to have you on the show again because you are a very special person to us. You've won two awards with the Santa Choice and the Mariah Media Awards.
Yes.
And so welcome back on the show.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
And thank you for the awards as well.
Oh, well, I know. You know, we are pleased to make sure that everybody knows about your awards, but we do also want to mention that you have won 9 awards from other award programs, too, and at least one of your books, right?
Right, for Pegasus, the Dragon's Tale.
All right.
Including your Mariah Media Award, it's won 9 now.
That's just extraordinary.
I know.
It really is.
Sometimes I can't believe it myself. I keep saying, wow.
Yeah.
<Nine awards. laughs>
So great. All right, well, let's start at the beginning. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself? We know that you were on the show once before, back about 6 months ago or so. And let's bring everybody up to date on what you've been up to and what's going on.
Just basically still promoting my books. I've been writing since I was 13, which was a very long time ago. 1973, I started writing.
Wow.
And, it was funny. The first book that I wrote was, actually, it started out as a girl, the story of a girl and her horses, and it wound up with characters from every book, movie, and TV series I had ever encountered.
Oh.
So it was really hilarious. And a friend of mine had visited me back in 85, and the night before she left, I dug it out, and we were laughing hysterically. We couldn't stop laughing. It was really crazy.
Oh.
And yes, and I kept writing since then, and it's been, you know, a nice journey, long journey.
What's it like to actually, you know, write a book, like for you, like to be able to learn about how to have it published and taking that all on?
The self-publishing started back in 08. I had gotten entered one of my other books in an award competition run by Amazon. I forget what the heck it was called. It was some kind of a novel writing contest or whatever. So I entered it in that, but I didn't make the semifinals or whatever. So, but the prize was an account with CreateSpace, which is part of Amazon. And so that was, that's how the self-publishing started. The book that I'm hopefully getting published sometime this year is my own retake on Cinderella, which is it runs 16 chapters and an epilogue, and I wrote that in 1981. That was my first major writing project. It was actually I wrote it as a stage play first, and then from the stage play I wrote a chapter around each scene in the play. So that's how that started, and hopefully, if any luck, I will be publishing that this year sometime. So that's more for older readers than young children. It's obviously, like I said, 16 chapters, and it's over 100 pages. So, you know, so I mean, and then it's you know. My mind's kind of going blank right now.
No, we're just listening along.
So then from there, I actually tried to get that published traditionally for a long time, from 81 to 84. Then I got disgusted with all these, you know, sending it out to regular publishers and stuff. They would always say, oh, it's good, but it's not what we're looking for. And I kept saying, well, what are you looking for? You know,
yeah,
and it's really a cute story. It's basically the same Cinderella story, but it's got a twist to it that other versions don't have. So it kind of makes it a little more interesting. So what I did was I got fed up and I stuck the script in a drawer for 17 years.
Oh my God!
And it stayed there until 2000. About 2000. I won, I had entered it in a short story competition, and that's what got me started, you know, looking to get it published again, and so from then until 2008, I still kept sending it around, and everybody liked it, but nobody wanted to publish it, and then I got this thing with CreateSpace, and I actually had the script, the thing printed out, and, but then I decided... I said I wanted to get it illustrated, and that has been my big problem since I decided to get it published in 2008. I'm the publisher now, but I'm looking for an illustrator. So I've had a few people attempt to illustrate it, but nothing has seemed to work out so far. So, but now I've got one more idea on my mind.
It is hard.
I'm not gonna say what it is, but
no, it really is hard. It's a very personal activity,
yeah,
to have an illustrator.
It's like one lady, I was hoping she would be able to do it, but it turned out the illustration looked like a nightmare. She had she made the coach look like a taxi cab, and she put she put pineapples on top of the coach, and it was like, you know, you do not put pineapples on a Cinderella coach.
Oh no. God.
So I politely I released her from her contract. I said, you know, we have to part ways. I said, this is, you know, and then the prince looked terrible. He looked like he had a big head, and he looked like he was transforming into a squirrel or something. And it was really the freakiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was like literally in tears when she sent me these pictures. I was like, I said, oh my God. I said, I called Stephanie, who did my, who ended up doing Pegasus. I called her up and I said, "Well, you still want to do this book?" So, long story short, she was going to try to do it. She did the cover twice, but it just didn't work out. She's been busy with school, and she got a master's degree in cartooning from the Center for Cartoon Studies in Vermont.
Wow!
Yeah, she's been busy doing her own thing. She got married. So it just kind of, you know, didn't work out with Stephanie either. And so it was, it's just been one of those things that it's like I have a cloud over my head over this book.
You know? Oh, no, no. I got to tell everybody out there listening, honestly, she's got two awards, Gina Lobiondo, and she's two different books that have won multiple awards, I should say. One of them is called Button Nose, The Sad Little Bear, and the other is Pegasus, A Dragon's Tale. She was talking a little bit about Cinderella that's going to be on the way. But what I wanted to let everybody out there knowing that's listening about, you know, we at Talented People and I in the publishing world have been in there forever and ever. can totally relate to it, Gina. Like, it is so difficult to get a match between the author and, mm-hmm. you know, your vision of your content or your writing right. and your story uh-huh. to an illustrator that's able to make that happen. Right. And a lot of times I don't think people realize the amount of work that goes into that to get the right fit, to make sure that, you know, what you've actually envisioned and created is what, you know, people are going to be visual.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. When I wish I had more talent as far as artwork, because I know how I want it. I have, well, what I do is I draw stick people.
Right. Me too. Me too. I got it. Colleen is, she's like a total artist. Colleen is the opposite.
Yeah, I draw stick people. And so in the script that I have for Cinderella, every picture, every page where I'm supposed to have an illustration, mm-hmm. I have the illustration, but in as stick people. You know,
yeah.
it's like Ella trying on the shoe, you know, and I do a little weird-looking chair with a stick person sitting in it that's, you know, supposed to be Cinderella trying on her slipper. and it's just really, you know, so it, until, like, so this is, I did that because I wanted the person, whoever is going to illustrate it, to say, okay, well, this is how it's supposed to look. Now let me just do the art as opposed to the sick people. So, you know, it's like, oh, you know, but fortunately I found a good illustrator with Button Nose.
Yeah, tell everybody a little bit about Button Nose.
Button Nose is based on my childhood teddy bear that
I love the story. I'm sorry, everybody out there needs to know. Button Nose, the sad little bear. You can look it up on Amazon. Go ahead, Gina.
Yeah, it's I had been looking for this bear since, you know, it's, you know, as you grow up, you know, your parents put yard sales out and they sold the stuff, your toys and stuff, you know, never imagining that I would really want this bear again. So my mom kept saying, oh, you're too old to have toys, you know, teddy bears and stuff, you know. So she put him out in a yard sale. He got sold. And the book is starting, it starts out with him being a sad little bear in the toy store because nobody wanted him. And then the mother in the story buys him. And she brings him home to her little girl, who falls in love with this bear instantly. And then the bear gets sold, and the journey, it's kind of like his journey of where he goes from when he's sold to this other mother for her daughter, and then where he goes after that, and then how he finally makes his way back home to the little girl who's now an adult, which is basically me.
Yeah, it's so great.
Yeah, so even my cousin said, so she says, you're a little girl, huh? I said, yeah, that's me.
It's just so cute. Yeah, the book, oh my gosh. And also, just to explain to them about the eBay part.
Oh, yeah, well, I found him on eBay. And it started back in 2010, July of 2010, I started looking on eBay. And I didn't even know what I was looking for. Didn't realize he was a Knickerbocker bear. So I kept just looking up teddy bears, you know.
It could take you 8 years to find.
Like 16 million right. teddy bears on eBay.
So cute.
You know.
Yeah.
So from there, then I narrowed it down. I said, oh, that's a Knickerbocker bear. So I narrowed it down to Knickerbocker. But it still took me 2.5 years to find him. That was like 913 days of searching for this bear. And finally, one Sunday morning, he popped up on eBay, and I almost had heart failure.
I just can't get over that.
I was like, oh my God, I said, that's my bear. And it was a 6-day auction, so I wrote to the guy that was selling him, George, his name was, and I said, George, please say prayer that I win this bear.
Yeah.
And it started out as a 99-cent auction, and by the time the last day came, it was over $100.
Did you know, I've always meant to ask you this question, uh-huh. Gina. Were you writing the book at this time, or did you know you were going to write a book about the story, or did it happen after the fact?
It actually happened after I won him. I was laying in bed on a Sunday morning, or Monday morning, or whatever it was, after I had won the auction, and I was waiting for the bear to come home. And the story just kind of popped into my head. What if I write this about this little bear's adventures, you know, and what happened to him? And I kind of worked, toyed with the idea. And then the bear came home, and I took a ton of pictures. and put him up in my room on my bed, and his place of honor on my bed. And then I just started toying with the idea, like, off and on. I worked on it. It took about a year, I guess, until I finished it, because it wasn't like like every day writing it, you know. It was like I would get some ideas, and then I would do the ideas and then hold off for another month or two or whatever, and then, you know, little by little it got done, and then I decided to dedicate it to my cousin, who passed away from pancreatic cancer. So I, because she was kind of like an inspiration to me, so I figured the best way to pay tribute to her would be to dedicate the book to her.
And uh-huh.
So that's what I did, and everybody, all my cousins were all like, "Oh wow, you know, they all were all so happy that I did it." So I was like, and what was torture was that I wanted it to be a surprise for them, as far as the dedication, and so I couldn't wait to get the book out so that I could send them their copies and they could, you know, be surprised by the dedication, and it turned out nice. So,
that's so sweet. I gotta say, I'm kind of asking everybody out there listening too, if they have any idea, because I'm so into your story. Like, okay, when I was a kid, and this was back, God knows how old I was, probably six or so.
Uh-huh.
My brother, my mom tells me this story. She had gotten us this, it was kind of a clown, so it wasn't a teddy bear, and I remember exactly what it looked like, and nobody can figure out, because we're not really good at eBay searching, but maybe someone out there might know. So if you know, you're going to call the 100 and Chamber radio station here, or send me an email, and let me know what the name of it is. But it's something like, have you ever heard of the name Patootie or Petrucci? Something like that was the name of this clown doll from like the 60s, 64-ish. And so my mom just loved this doll clown thing. I just, like, again, I think it had like blue fabric. It was like a doll, you know, so it was like, uh-huh. You know, and then the head was a clown. It looked kind of like a white face with paint on it, with a hat. And anyway, it was really, really sweet. And my mom loved it. My brother absolutely loved it. And we all loved it. And then one day when we were moving from Michigan to Florida, my mom said that my brother gave it to one of their friends on the way out the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's the same kind of story as yours. That's why I love your story so much, because it's like the button nose and the sad little bear. It is just a story everyone can relate to.
Right.
So it is funny, though, Gina, because I'm talking about probably more than 10 years ago. My mother said to me, I would do anything to find that doll that, you know, Kevin, my brother, gave. And so, again, we can't put together the name. We haven't been able to find it. You're a good eBay, or maybe you could figure it out and send me one. I have never been able to find it, but I had been looking. So,
yeah, if you can remember what it, I mean, if you can find an old picture of it.
I don't know if we have one, but I know it was, I think it was called like Patootie or something anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't sound familiar, but I mean, I didn't know all about the toys back then. I just kind of know what I had in my,
yeah, but you found them. And that's the thing, like, honestly, for everybody out there, I swear, like, my mother would, she's like older now, but she's like still like, you know, got it all together. It would be like the biggest surprise for me to do that. That's why I love your story so much. I'm like, I want to do that. I want to go find that and get it for her and then give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why your story is so sweet in so many ways. We had so many people had actually reviewed it over between Mariah Media and Santa Choice Awards, and the feedback was just like, this was a book that is totally for adults and for kids, because the illustrations are so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Little girl, you know, family, you know, and then, you know, their story. It's adorable. Tell everybody about the Pegasus, the dragon's tail.
Okay, Pegasus was actually written originally as a short story with two princesses. And then my godson had gotten married, and he had, you know, two stepkids. And so I decided to write the story, rewrite it actually, with using the brother and sister as the main characters. And then I made them teddy bears, because I had gotten Camila a Build-A-Bear for her 8th birthday, and I named the bear Princess Camila Bear. So when she got the bear, it had this little pink tutu on and everything. And when I redo Pegasus, I'm going to put all the photographs in there, the actual photographs of the characters. So, you know, you'll see the actual bear that I gave her, and then I bought her a boy bear the next year.
Aww.
And so he was dressed up like a, I think it was a king costume or a prince costume or something. And so so that's where I came up with the idea of having a Prince Daishon bear and a Princess Camilla bear. So I made them, the characters, instead of two princesses, I made them brother and sister bears. And they find they're out playing one day and they find the dragon egg. And they don't know what it is, but they take it home to the castle and their father helps them wrap it up in a little nest. And then weeks go by and nothing happens. And then all of a sudden, the real treasure pops out, which is the dragon.
Wow.
And this little tiny six inch long dragon. And kind of like one of those, like those little bearded dragons that people have for pets, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kind of like little tiny, little bit of a thing like that. And, well, by the end of the story, he winds up to be like 200 feet tall. So when I did my first book reading at a notebook nearby school, I was trying to help the kids figure out what 200 feet tall means. So I said to them, I said, do you know what who Godzilla is? And everybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, well, that's how big he is.
Oh, my gosh.
But actually, in the new Godzilla movie, they actually made him over 300 feet tall, which was like... So Pegasus is a little bit shorter than that, but that's about the size. You know, you've got this humongous dragon. And somebody had commented, like, what I do in Pegasus... Well, you read the book.
Yep.
You see how I have just bits and pieces of him?
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole point. Somebody completely missed the point of that. They were like, oh, well, you know, you only see bits and pieces. Well, that was the whole point.
Yeah.
The dragon is 200 feet tall. He's like the size of a 20-story building. His wingspan is like 400 feet, you know?
Isn't that
strange? So that's a pretty whopping big dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's like that's why you only see pieces of him because he's so big. I mean, otherwise the characters would be like, you know, a half an inch tall.
Right, right, right.
You wouldn't be able to see the characters, you know, the bear, you know. So what happens is when the dragon gets too big, their father, the king, decides to release him into the wild and, you know, let him grow up on his own. So that's when he starts, so then the years go by and the bears grow up and they help their father rule. And then one day they get abducted by his enemy who's starting a war. And everything looks really grim for them. And all of a sudden comes to the rescue Pegasus, and he's like 200 feet tall. And everybody runs. And he saves the prince and princess, and everybody lives happily ever after.
I love it. I love it. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Tell us about, you mentioned a minute ago, because we only have like 3 minutes till our break, and then we got to let you go here. But tell us, do you do a lot of speaking at schools and stuff?
Actually, I've only done one, but really? I might be doing another one come June.
Do you like?
My niece is going to, she's a school teacher, and she's going to, she's trying to work it out with their school so that I could do this book reading and signing at the end of the school year.
No, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I got my fingers crossed.
Yes, so, definitely.
Yeah, so that would be awesome. And so far I've only done the one, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to put it up on YouTube, but I never got the okay of the parents to have the kids' faces.
Right, right.
So I've been trying to find software that would just blur the faces of the kids so that I could put it up. But everything I've tried blurs the whole image, which kind of, like, defeats the purpose.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, because most of the thing you see is the back of the kids' heads while they're, you know, while they're looking at me reading the book. But sometimes some of the kids turn around and look right at the camera, you know,
mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, well, I got to blur everybody's faces, so.
Right, right. That is important.
One of these days I'll get it up on there.
So what's next for you? You've got about a minute and a half left. Tell everybody what you're going to be up to. And is it where's the best place for them to go to find your books?
Well, they're on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and eBay. That's mostly the three main ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a place called Magic Blocks. It's available on there. And Pegasus is available on, it's called Mimi Tales. So they're all different places where you can find them. Good. Pegasus is also on Magic Blocks, too.
And what about your website? It's Gina Lobiondo, right? So it's G-I-N-A.
Well, my website is www.ginalobiondo.com.
That's and, L-O-B-I-O-N-D-O. So it's correct. G-I-N-A-Lobiondo.com.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm writing, actually working on a sequel when I get a chance to Pegasus. It's called Another Dragon's Tale.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, so, and then that story picks up 16 years after the original, where the two little cubs in the end of the book are now 16-year-old princesses.
Oh.
So, and they go on an adventure with the dragon and everything, and it's going to be cute.
It sounds
like it. I'm halfway through it. So.
Wow, that's great, Gina. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, it's already 4:44. We're going to our commercial break. Just want to thank Gina again, two-time award-winning, multiple awards for two of her books. Again, you can look them up or look up her website, Gina Lobiondo. Gina, you take care of yourself, okay?
You too, Jeannie. Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations again. You're doing outstanding work.
Thank
Absolutely adorable. All right, thanks, Gina.
Like it.
Okay, we love it. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, so Gina's a very, very special person. If you look up her books, I mean, honestly, the stories are totally adorable. So if you're looking for a good book as a gift, don't hesitate to look her up and go to Amazon, and either one of them are great. We're going to get to our break real quick, and it's already 4:45 on April 20th. As soon as we get back, I'm going to wrap up again real quickly about yesterday's summit again for everybody, and then it's going to be 5 o'clock already, if you can believe it. So stand by. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right. Good afternoon. Again, it's already 4:47. I can't believe it. It's Wednesday, the 20th of April. I just wanted to tell you, I don't know if you were able to listen in between 3 and 4 today, but I just enjoyed that conversation so much with Timothy Dugan from Stark & Stark. I don't know their law firm pretty much because we're Hunterdon County, even though he's based in Lambertville. Excuse me, he's a resident of Lambertville, and he's the partner for the firm. But they were giving us some information, tax updates, deadlines, and so on, and then also wanted to talk about the pipeline. And I'm like too busy, to whatever you do to sharpen the axe type of thing. So it was nice to be able to learn about it. I really feel like it's important to understand what's going on with the pipeline. You get so many different opinions everywhere I go. Like recently, it's yes or no or for or against it. But to understand it was really worthwhile today. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to the archives if you didn't get a chance from 3 to 4 on the website after tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. And then today, I was just giving an update as to yesterday's 7th Annual Women's Leadership Summit, which was called Communication, Connections, and Community. And it was brought by the 110 Chamber of Commerce. It was held at the Ryland Inn, which is just this totally beautiful, beautiful restaurant and event hosting facility in Hunterdon County, White House Station, New Jersey, actually. Yesterday, it was a full day, actually. It went from like 8 to 2, I think. It started off in the morning with a presentation by Ann Thornton, who I just met recently. She's the president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. And she did a segment, keynote welcoming, and it was 10 reasons to connect like crazy. And if you get a chance to see her somewhere, I just want you to know that it was like hysterical and inspiring and really great. She was such a great speaker, and that was fun listening to her life. She was on the radio a couple weeks ago, and so I got a little bit of her history, but it was really nice to see her presenting and sharing everything that she's been up to in her journey. It was great. And then I had Maria Joyce, director of the Protocol School of New Jersey, on recently too. And I have to tell you, you know, when I'm on the radio with you guys and you're, you know, we're listening along, both of us, I'm learning as we go. This stuff is not rehearsed. I don't even want anybody in the studio that I already have. Like, they send me their script sometimes and say, here's my questions and I want you to read this and ask me that. And I'm like, whatever. To me, I don't know half these people, and I like it because when they come here, I'm like, okay, what are you doing? And I've kind of tried to be like you. If I were you sitting there thinking about what these people are talking about, what would it be that I would want to know? So with Maria, I have to say, and it's LOL, right? She came in the studio, and it's like the Protocol School of New Jersey. She was talking, and this woman is like the go-to girl, like forever, since like the 70s or something. Corporations, Raritan Valley Community College. She's really about the kids as well. She's mentoring. But her insights were so, and I'm telling you, it's unusual because you know how it is. Like, we've been there, seen it, done it. It's hard to find something that you just think of as new, refreshing, and very, very, I want to say, like, cool and inspiring. And that's what she's all about. Her name is Maria Joyce, and she just has a special way of connecting with the audience. She is all about, like, she's got this soul thing going. And like, I kind of think it's funny because if she's looking at you, you can tell, like, she can, like, she's like a horse whisperer in people or something. It's an unusual talent, and she's right on. She's just very positive. She's like a shooting star. I gotta say, Ann Thornton blew me away, and Maria Joyce. I can understand now why they were, of course, the leadership summit, you know, people featured, as well as a couple other ones. We had Georgine Trinkle, again, deputy director of Northwest Cap. She actually has a radio show here too. I'm trying to think of what it's called. I'm not sure, but she did a breakout session on philanthropy on a budget, and she was talking about that. She did a fantastic job. Just a really good person. She's so out for community. And she's just doing a great job. So I just want you guys to know, like, the reason these ladies were picked was certainly because they're qualified, but it was fun. I actually really enjoyed it. I'm not really big on events like that too much because I just don't have time, and I always feel like, ugh. But it was awesome. So then there was another one. Connie Kelly, president of CK Communications, she was on. She was talking about Make Your Message Matter. She was on talking about, like, yesterday when she was presenting, she was talking about business writing. And she was talking about the differences in, you know, texting versus emailing versus, you know, anything to do with social media, what's appropriate, you know, LOL is not appropriate. Certain things that were very interesting. I thought it was funny. One thing she said, it's annoying if someone writes, like, in an email, okay, so we're confirming our meeting for Monday, 10 a.m. And then she said what it's written, Monday morning, 10 a.m. She's like, people know a.m. means morning. I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. I never thought about that, but it's true. We do these things all the time. And you know what? It's funny. There is a spell check on, you know, your email. And she was just kind of talking about how many times people send emails with, you know, punctuation errors and or spelling errors. And it really does make a difference. So it was interesting. I found it fascinating, actually. And then How to Create a Business Network. That was with Judith. She goes by Judy Gold. Everybody around here in the chamber knows her really well. She's with Coldwell Banker Residential. She's a really nice woman. And she's, I guess, the like extraordinary real estate agent. And that's what everybody says. And she's really, really fun and nice. And then Ruth Ann Brown has Celebration of a Lifetime. She was talking about how to create a business network. Both of them had breakout sessions. So anyway, they were great. And then again, Michelle Sekirka, you just cannot go wrong. And anyway, I'm like the biggest fan. Colleen Kelly, my business partner, and I just love Michelle. She's the president and CEO of NJBIA, New Jersey Business Industry Association. She was keynote at lunch. She was talking about her, you know, she was telling her story, which was so interesting because this is a woman who is the CEO and president of New Jersey Business and Industry Association with 20,000 members, and like she knows everybody. And it's because she cares about everybody. So when she's talking, she's like so approachable and she's telling her story, but she's letting everybody know, you know, as the president and CEO of NJBIA, if you don't speak up and share what you have as a challenge as a business owner, then they won't know about it. So she's just welcoming to your thoughts. So if you're experiencing something in the state of New Jersey that needs to be considered by the state level advocacy for businesses and for keeping businesses healthy and thriving in New Jersey, that's what she does. And we just give her like a yay. She does such a great job. And she's just very, very positive and fun to watch and to know. So that she was the keynote. And so at the end of the day, Colleen Kelly, publisher of 100 County Woman, you're going to start hearing about it all the time, has a ton of photographs on the Facebook page, 100 County Woman, or on Flickr. You can follow along if you want to just watch photographs. Of course, you can get that on Facebook. So 100 County Woman is what we're going to be promoting. And if you're a 100 County Woman that you would like to be featured and just share what are you doing, there's going to be a little column, kind of like a weekly contributing feature section about over and above the call of duty, right? And there are people like Colleen, okay, who go over and above the call of duty. Like if you go and look at the photographs that she took yesterday, just because she wanted to, you can see everybody that was there, some of the most awesome people. We love everybody. There's so many nice women in Hunterdon County, and there were a lot there. It must have been about 150 people there. Anyway, the photographs are there. Colleen always goes over and above the call of duty. If you know her, you love her. It's already 4:56. Just want to let you know about it. You can, again, let us know if you go to Facebook and just, you know, send us a message or go on, you know, Twitter or wherever you'd like to go to get in touch with us at Talented People at Mariah Media. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Colleen Kelly's business partner, publisher. If you have someone that you want to talk about, or if you want to be talked about yourself, we want you to come on Talented People or let us feature you on 100 County Woman. So to all of you that aren't in 100 County, we appreciate you listening in and learning a little bit about us here in the central New Jersey area. And I hope you have a great week. I really do. I appreciate you listening in, and take care till next week.
The news is sponsored by the 100 Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Our country's in crisis. We're bankrupting our kids and grandkids. Our constitutional rights are under assault. America has receded from leadership in the world.
Republican presidential hopeful Ted Cruz is trying to regroup after his disappointing finish in New York's primary. Campaigning in Pennsylvania today, Cruz stuck to his main talking points and insists that America is in trouble.
We're going to rein in the EPA and the federal regulators who have descended like locusts on farmers and ranchers and small businesses, killing jobs all across this country.
Senator Cruz finished third behind Donald Trump and John Kasich in New York. Cruz accused businessman Trump of supporting liberal politicians for decades. Pennsylvania holds a primary next week along with Maryland, Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
Forces take a major city from ISIS. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
My expectation is that by the end of the year, we will have created the conditions whereby Mosul will...
Forces take a major city from ISIS. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
My expectation is...